Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. The Olympics have completely wrapped up in London, but of course, especially with the media and the 24/7 news cycle, somebody always says something to create some bit of controversy, and one of those people was actually Justin Bieber, quoted in a magazine as talking about Prince William and his hair, or I guess lack thereof. Here's what the Beeb said. I mean, there are things to prevent that nowadays, like Propecia. I don't know why he doesn't just get those things, those products. You just take Propecia and your hair grows back. Have you not got it over here? Justin Bieber, when did he become an expert on hair? That's what I'm wondering. And I'm also wondering, is he right? So we'll talk to an actual expert on hair, Dr. Robert Leonard, chief surgeon and founder at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Dr. Leonard, thank you for the time.
It's my pleasure. Nice talking with you this evening.
Does the Biebs have a case here? I mean, is it as simple for Prince William as taking some of this Propecia and then his hair would grow back?
Well, it can be. Propecia is one of the three options that I can provide to patients to actually regrow hair. Propecia is a pill. It works on the back of the head. Another option is Rogaine foam, which works all over the head. And the last is laser therapy. So these three things are what I offer to my hair loss patients on a daily basis in my practice.
And obviously, you work with a lot of big names. I recently just saw on TMZ what Wes Walker was one of your patients recently, right?
Right. Actually, I did a house call yesterday at Gillette Stadium and did a follow-up examination of him. So he's quite a guy.
Anybody else from the Patriots while you were there kind of grabbed you by and said, hey, Doc, you know, I was kind of wondering about this. What do you think, right?
Well, what happens in Foxborough stays in Foxborough. Sorry, Ralphie.
Yeah, not a problem. I can respect that 100%. Dr. Robert Leonard here on the Ralphie Radio Show. But going back to the case at hand here with the Biebs kind of criticizing Prince William's look, are you surprised that Prince William hasn't taken any of these steps? Because he's got to have these things at his disposal.
Well, I am a little surprised on one hand, but on the other hand, there are a couple of things that happen with male pattern baldness. First of all, men are very, very, very private about the hair loss. So, you know, he's the future king of England. He has a beautiful princess as his wife, but there's a lot of misconceptions about hair loss and what we can use to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that he probably is very well aware of hair transplant surgery, which grows hair for the rest of the person's life, and Rogaine and Propecia and laser, but a person has to be ready to pull the trigger. And it's very embarrassing, unfortunately, for so many men that they won't actually seek out treatment. And that's where with Wes Welker, for example, I mean, he is going to help me let the world know that, you know, if you're bothered about your hair loss, there's something we can do about it that's medically proven and permanent.
And the other thing that kind of surprised me, really even more so about this story, Dr. Leonard, is the fact that Justin Bieber is name-checking Propecia. Is this a common product that I should have known about? How do you think he knows about this?
Well, Propecia's been around for the last 13 years. It's the only oral medication that's FDA approved to treat male pattern baldness. So Propecia's been around for a very long time, and I'm a huge proponent of it. Rogaine foam also is a magnificent medicine that's available. That's a topical solution applied to the scalp. And then the third thing is low-level laser therapy, which also stabilizes further progression of baldness as well as regrow hair. So with the Prince, the thing is, I've been watching this guy for a lot of years as someone very interested in hair loss and restoration, and he certainly could be doing something to stabilize loss if it bothers him enough.
Well, hey, he is New England's foremost authority on hair restoration, the founder and chief surgeon of Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, Dr. Robert Leonard. Thank you for the knowledge in the 411, sir. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Call anytime. Thank you.